In this video, we're going to look at finding and researching niches. And what we're going to want to do here is to begin with where you spend your money. So the starting point to find a good niche, just to kind of brainstorm off the top of your head, is where you spend money, and ideally where you buy digital products in particular, because that is something that we want to hone in on. And also, of course, following on from that, look at where other people are spending their money. Secondly, if your niche hobbies or interests are constantly showing you ads on your social news feed, on YouTube, on Facebook, on TikTok, then that's also a good sign. It suggests if people are spending money on ads that people are making money running those ads. And maybe if either of these are true, if you're spending money in your niche that you've got an interest in, if you see people running ads surrounding that particular niche, then that is a good niche to enter. It's generally very easy to see the good digital niches, though. You can basically go to some of these sites, ClickBank, JVZoo, Warrior Plus, Fiverr, Udemy, Code Canyon. You can go to Amazon, look at the Kindle sales. You can basically see what is actually selling, okay? And that's going to tell you what the good digital niches are. You can also see what's being advertised on a whole range of sites. And so there's a pay-per-click spy within AgentX. You can use a tool called VidTau for looking at successful YouTube ads. Both TikTok and Facebook have ads libraries that will actually show you successful ads. And there are various other spy tools that you can go and check out and see exactly what people are spending money on. But very often, you know, you kind of don't really need to even use a spy tool. You can just see with your own eyes from the amount of ads that you're getting hit with. And then also, lastly, there is going to be a quick shortcut for you, which is within inside the AgentX iOS app. There are over 1,500 successful niches preloaded. And by the way, that number, that 1,500, was compiled from all these things. So I actually basically pulled in all of the top niches from all these different sources and then built an agent that expands on the data for those niches using ChatGPT and using Google Search to build up a profile of all these different niches that you can then interact with the agent and actually ask it questions via your voice about these niches. That's really, really cool. But hopefully with some of these ideas, you're starting to think of some good niches. And if not, don't worry, we are going to find infinite niches that we can brainstorm as we go through the next few videos.